We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Kriya Shema, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Tes Vav. With this Shir, we hope to conclude this Halacha, Halacha Dalet, and go on to Halacha Hey. V'hinei Mevoyer Bahatoyra Hanal, Rab Nosson Zal says that Rabbeinu Zal had explained in the chapter of Likutei Moran that this Halacha is based on, which is chapter 36, Shekriyashma im demois machnien taivas niuf legamri. That when a person reads Kriyashma, when a person says the first two lines of the Shema, the first two psukim of the Shema, with tears, with crying, that eliminates the illicit, the negative desire for women totally. V'al kein, and therefore, ze sherogil behirhurim chas v'shalom, a person who finds that they're being bombarded with bad thoughts, sinful thoughts about women, tzorech livkois b'shas kriyashma. Rabbeinu Zal shows there that the person needs to cry when they're reciting those first two lines of the Shema, Shema and Baruch Shem. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal gives a very deep explanation of this. He shows, based on the Zohar HaKodesh and based on his own explanation, how crying when reciting Shema and Baruch Shem will help a person eliminate even the most severe bombardment of bad thoughts, sinful thoughts. Now, Rab Nosson Zal says, based on that, v'zeh soid, with this we could understand the secret behind what happened when Yaakov Avinu met up with Yosef HaTzadik after having not seen him for 22 years and having thought he had died, etc. The Torah tells us, v'yev al tzavorov oid, hanemar b'yosef kishebo liyakov. It says that Yosef HaTzadik cried on the neck of his father Yaakov Avinu when he met him. V'omrazal, and the Gemara tells us, what was Yaakov Avinu doing at that time? Sheyaakov hoyo'oz koireyes hashma. That Yaakov Avinu was reciting the Shema at that time. And there are many different explanations and interpretations as to what that's all about. That why is it that Yaakov Avinu, after not having seen his son for over 20 years, and he finally gets to see him, and he starts reciting the Shema, what is that? And one of the explanations that's given is that Yaakov Avinu wanted to show a lesson to us that a Jew, no matter how important and how special something's going on in his life, Hashem is still number one. And therefore, even though this was going to be possibly the happiest moment of his life, when the son who was closest to him and meant the most to him, who he had mistaken for being dead, and he was separated from 22 years, and now they meet, and Yaakov Avinu says, wait, before I enjoy this moment, the first thing I want to do is show my love and respect and faith in Hashem by reciting the Shema. So the Gemara says Yaakov Avinu was reciting the Shema, and Yosef HaTzadik cried on his shoulder, like by his neck. Rab Nosson Zal says, Ze Bechina Soid Hanal. What took place over there is actually based on the secret that Rabbeinu Zal reveals over there in Likutei Moran. Bechinas Bechia B'Shas Kriya Shema, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about crying while reciting the Shema, Kedei Levatel Taivas Niuf, in order to eliminate sinful thoughts and the desire, a sinful type of desire for women, Shehu Ra HaKoilel, which represents the evil that includes all other types of evil, Miklal Yisrael. In this case, Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik wanted to eliminate it from the entire Jewish people, Shehoyu Tluyim Bohem, which were dependent on these two tzaddikim at the time. Those two were the leading tzaddikim at the time, Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik. And now Rab Nosson Zal adds to this, Ki Yaakov v'Yosef kechodo chashivi, because the Gemara and the Zohar HaKodesh tell us that Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik are considered like one person, like the same person. The Gemara tells us, and Rashi shows this in Chumash, that if you study the pattern of the life of Yaakov Avinu and the pattern of the life of Yosef HaTzadik, they parallel each other perfectly. Yaakov Avinu did this, Yosef HaTzadik did this. This happened to Yaakov Avinu, this happened to Yosef HaTzadik. And the Zohar HaKadosh shows, according to Kabbalah, that Yaakov Avinu, who represents the sphere of Tiferes, we know that Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov are Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, and Yosef HaTzadik, who represents Yesoid, Tiferes and Yesoid are like one in many respects. The Zohar HaKadosh mentions this many times. Guf ubris chadhu. Tiferes and Yesoid are one. They're both represented by the same letter in Hashem's name. In Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Vav represents Tiferes, Zeranpin, and the Vav also represents Yesoid. And there are many, many proofs for this, many ways to show this. So now, the point we want to make here is that Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik are considered like one person. And therefore, V'alkein, HaBechiya Shel Yosef, V'Kriya Shma Shel Yaakov, Nechshav Li'echod. The fact that Yaakov Avinu was saying the Shema while Yosef HaTzadik was crying, it was considered as if one person was reciting the Shema and crying while doing so, which is the special tikkun that Rabbein Ezal writes over there in Likut Imran, that this can help remove the greatest onslaught of sinful thoughts. V'chol ze hoye b'shas knisas Yaakov v'mashivim nefoshois legolos Mitzrayim. And when did this event take place? This takes place just when Yaakov Avinu and his 70 members of his family are about to enter Mitzrayim. They're about to enter into the exile of Mitzrayim. She'ikar ha'golus hoya b'chinas kanal. And what was the real exile of Egypt all about? Mashetzrichin ha'nefoshois shel beis Yaakov lehitztaref ulehisnasois begolus shel ayin umois uvetavoisein. It's what Rabbein Ezal writes over there in Likut Imran. Rabbein Ezal writes that the Jewish souls, of which every Jewish soul is a member of the 70 souls of the family of Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim with his family was 70 souls. And that represents the Jewish nation. Even though we usually talk about 600,000 nefoshos, the 600,000 evolved from those 70. It started from Yaakov Avinu and his family. So it's brought that's holiness. On the side of holiness, you have the Jewish nation, which is based on a foundation of 70 souls. On the other side, you have 70 nations opposing those 70 souls. And each one of these 70 nations represents a different midora, a different taivara, a different bad characteristic, a bad desire. And Rabbein Ezal writes there in the Likut Imran that before a Jewish soul can experience receiving the Torah from Hashem, the soul has to first be tested in the sewer of the 70 nations, in the cesspool of the 70 nations, of which the kolel is Taivas Niyuf, this Taivas Noshim, which is what Egypt was all about. Egypt is called Ervas Oretz. Egypt represented the epitome of Znus, Taivas Niyuf, all of those things, which is a composite of the evil of all 70 nations. So now, at this point, when Yaakov Avinu and his family, these 70 souls, are going down into Egypt, they're going down into the Tumah of the 70 nations, all 70 nations, Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik take a preemptive strike in reciting the Shema with crying in order to serve Shezel b'chinas Golus Mitzrayim. That's what Golus Mitzrayim was all about. U'kemavur b'hilchas Pesach, as Rav Nosson Zal discusses this in Likutei Halachos in Hilchas Pesach. V'alkein, and therefore, oz be'eis k'nisosan l'shom. That's why at that moment, when Yaakov Avinu and the whole family was about to go into Mitzrayim, Koro Yaakov is Hashma. Yaakov Avinu recited the Shema. Kali de Kriya Shema, Machnin Zois Hataiva. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows there clearly in Likutei Imran that the Kriya Shema has the power to weaken and subdue this sinful kind of desire, this Taiva Sniuf. The Yosef Hoisif Livkois Al Tzavoravos. And then Yosef HaTzadik put the whipped cream and the cherry on top. He went ahead and cried at that time, Kidei lahashlim hatikun, in order to complete the tikun that Rabbeinu Zal describes there on the Likutei Imran, hanase, which is accomplished, al yidei habechia b'shas kriya shema, by a Jew crying while reciting the Shema. Ki Yosef yoda shehazu amo shel Mitzrayim gedoy lo kol kach, Ad she'ein dai levatel zuamas Mitzrayim shehura hakoil alanal ayidei kriya shma levad. Yosef HaTzadik, who was living in Egypt for 20 years or so, 22 years at the time, he knew Egypt very well. And he knew that Egypt was wall-to-wall zima, znus, and all kinds of junk. And therefore he knew that in order to address the tumah of Egypt, Kriya Shema, even by Yaakov Avinu, will not be enough. Rak tzrichin gam livkois b'shas Kriya Shema. But rather we have to add the cherry on top, we have to add that power of the tears, the crying during the Shema. Ki ikar habechia shehu legaresh hamora shchoira shifcha bisha shemishom taiva sniuf, because the main crying which Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Imran helps to chase away the sitra achra, the depression, the evil maidservant, who is the opposite of the woman of valor. Ze nase al yidei Yosef Daiko. This had to be done specifically by Yosef HaTzadik. Ki hu hoyoloi hanisoyoin im ashif chabisha. Because Yosef HaTzadik was the one who passed a test, a major test, with the evil maidservant, with the evil woman, who is a combination of Nida, Shifcha, Goya, Zoyna. This is an abbreviation that's used in the Gemara, and it's Nashgaz, which refers to all the flavors of Tumah of a woman, you know, the Kovash Yitzray. Yosef HaTzadik is the one who confronted this and succeeded. He overcame his desire. Nimtza, she'ikar ha'melchoma ima shiv chabisha hu'alidei Yosef HaTzadik. So therefore we see that the main tzadik who had to challenge the shiv chabisha, this evil meitzer, was Yosef HaTzadik. V'alkein, hu daiko bocha. That's why he was the one who contributed the tears here. Legaresh b'chinas hashiv chabisha, to chase away the evil maidservant, Ima de Erev Rav, the mother of the Erev Rav, Shehu Tchoil, which corresponds to the spleen, Marashchoira, which is what generates the gall, which feeds the black gall, the gall in the person. These are all terms that are used in the Zohar HaKadosh to refer to the Sitra Achra, the Tumah, and Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Imran shows how they all connect together, how they're all tied into Taiva Sniuf, and how when a Jew cries, when they spill out those tears, the spilling out of the tears is a tremendous, tremendous tikkun for any kind of pegama bris, and it's also an antidote, it's an incredible shield to protect a person against any attack by the Yetzer Hara of bad thoughts. Legarsha, to chase away the evil maidservant, al yedei hadmois, through these tears. The Yaakov, kibel oz oil malchus shamayim b'kriya shema. And Yaakov Avinu was involved at that time in accepting upon himself the authority of Hashem by reciting the Shema. Shebekoya hazeh megaresh Yosef HaTzadik hashiv chabisha al yedei hadmois. Through Yaakov Avinu's reciting the Shema, this is what gave Yosef HaTzadik the power with his tears to finish the job, to chase away the Shif Chabisha. Why? Because who is Rabbi Kriya Shema? Who is Mr. Shema? Ki ikar bechinas kriyashma nimshach me bechinas Yaakov Yisrael. Because the whole essence of the Shema is brought to you by Yaakov Avinu, who is called Yisrael. Bebechinas, as we announce, Shema Yisrael. And the word Yisrael has two meanings. It could refer to the Jewish nation, who is called Am Yisrael, or it could refer to Yisrael Sova, our grandfather, Yaakov Avinu. Shehu nichlal ba'achduso Yisborach. He becomes one with Hashem. Through his declaration of faith in Hashem, he becomes one with Hashem. Bebechinas Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That word Yisrael is written right next to Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Ubekoichoi, and with his power, with the power of Yaakov Avinu, Yesh Lonu Bnei Yisrael Koyach Lekabel Aleinu Oil Malchus Shamayim. He passed on to us the ability for us to accept upon ourselves Hashem's authority by reciting the Shema, Ulayached Shmo Yisborach B'kriya Shema B'chol Yoyim, and to unify the name of Hashem in the Shema each and every single day. Ki Yaakov VeYosef Kechodoch Shivi, because Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik are like one. They're like one unit. It's like a tag team that complements each other. Ve'ikar tikun nefoshos Yisrael, lizko islamoid benisoyon begolos Mitzrayim. And the main tikun for all the Jewish souls to enable us to withstand the test of going through the exile in Egypt, shehu bechinas hatziruf shel hataivanal, which means being put into the furnace, into the frying pan. Mitzrayim was the frying pan where the Jews went through the most severe tests possible in the area of Taivas Niyuf. Hu al yidei shnehem daika. The tikkun for it came about through the combination of both of these, Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik. As Yosef HaTzadik said, ki lemichya sholcho yelekim lefnehem. Hashem sent Yosef HaTzadik as a blessing to go before the brothers, before the whole family, in order for him to lay certain groundwork which would protect them and assure them that they would be able to survive the 210 years in exile. Kalidei she'omad benisoyon, because through the fact that Yosef HaTzadik passed the test, ayidei zeh hichnia zuamas Mitzrayim, through that, he succeeded in weakening tremendously the tumah, the impurity of Egypt. And that's what made it possible for the Jews to be able to pass their test. Because Yosef HaTzadik had already lowered the heat tremendously by his passing his test. And what gave Yosef HaTzadik the strength to pass this test? It was his daddy, Yaakov Avinu. As the Gemara says in Sota, page 36, that when Yosef HaTzadik was in the heat of the test, he saw the image of the face of his father, and he saw his father telling him that this is a win or lose situation for you. You fail this test, all your brothers are going to be on the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, and your name is going to be absent. And he's seeing the face of his father at that time is what gave him the strength to overcome the test. Ki shnehem, because Rav Nosson Zal reiterates, because both of them, Yaakov v'Yosef, kechodoch shivi. Yaakov and Yosef HaTzadik are considered like one. Interesting to note, the number one in Hebrew is Echad. In Aramaic, it's Chada, the same exact letters. The word Echad and Chada has a numerical value of 13. Aleph, Ches, Dalet is 13. Yaakov equals seven times Hashem's name, seven times Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. Yosef equals six times Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. together, they are 13 times Yud Kei Vav Kei. And again, 13 is the word Echad. Aleph Ches Dalet is 13. Another remez showing how Yaakov and Yosef are this Choda, this one. Ach Iker Bechinas HaMelchama. However, who was the one who really fought the main battle? That was who Bechinas Yosef Kanal. That was Yosef HaTzadik, who actually stepped into the lion's ring. His father was there, his father's image was there protecting him. But Yosef HaTzadik was the one who really had the battle. The Iker Kabol Asoy Malchus Shamayim, Shaideza Yeshloi Koyach Lilochim, whereas the one who is most outstanding in being able to accept upon himself the authority of Hashem, the Oil Malchus Shamayim, Hu Bechinas Yaakov. That's Yaakov, Yisroel, as we said. Shema Yisroel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. V'al kein, and therefore, Shnehem Nichlelu Yachad B'Shas Kriya Shema. Both of them united. Both of them came together at the time of the reciting of the Shema. V'yosef Bocha Oz, Yosef HaTzadik cried at that time, Shaydezeh Gireish Hashif Chabisha, the tears coming out of his eyes are what chased away the evil maidservant, the Sitrachra, the Ra HaKoilel, Bekoyach HaKriya Shema Shel Yaakov Shekoroz, by combining with the power of the Kriya Shema that Yaakov Avinu recited at that time. Shezeu Bechinas Bechia B'Shas Kriya Shema Nal. This is the solution that Rabbeinu Zal writes there in the Likutei Moran for us, where Rabbeinu Zal says that when a Jew feels that he's going through difficulties in the area of Tikkun HaBris, one of the antidotes for that is to say, Shema Yisroel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchusai Lo'olam Vo'ed. Rabbeinu Zal says if he feels it's getting heavier, it's getting worse, then he should turn on the tears. He should cry while he's saying the Shema Boruch Shem. And we see a remez to this in this incredible event when Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik meet up. Shaydezeh mevatlen legamri taivanal. The combination of Kriya Shema and the tears eliminates that desire, that wrong desire, totally. V'cholzeh, and who were Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik doing this for at the time? They weren't doing it for themselves. They were big, big tzaddikim. They didn't have that problem so much. They were doing this on behalf of the Jewish nation, because now that the Jewish nation was entering Egypt and they were going to spend some serious time there, Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik gave us a gift to give us the strength to be able to weather the test there. Velizkois la'ayin ponim shel Torah, and eventually, when we come out of Egypt, to be zeicha to the 70 faces of the Torah, the 70 interpretations of the Torah, shehu bechinas kabolas haTorah achar yitzias Mitzrayim. That was the next major event that happened to the Jewish people after finishing leaving Egypt. Ukemavur mizeh behilchas Pesach, as Rab Nelson Zal discusses this more in Hilchas Pesach in Likutei Halachos. Paragraph Tes Zayin, v'zeh shemavor shamba Torah nal. Rab Nelson Zal says, now you'll understand also why Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 36 in Likutei Moran, which again is the foundation of this whole halacha, she yud beis tevois shebishma uboruch shem heim keneged yud beis shiftei ko, that the 12 words in the sentence Shema Yisroel, which has 6 words, and Boruch Shem, which has 6 words, correspond to the 12 tribes of the Jewish people, the family of Yaakov Avinu. Ki Iker Kriya Shema Nizgale Al Yedei Shnei Moser Shiftei Ko Im Yaakov Aviem Shekolol Mikulam. Because one of the greatest moments in the history of the Jewish people was when the 12 sons of Yaakov Avinu announced the Shema. They screamed out the Shema when they were with their father Yaakov Avinu, who is a composite of all 12 of them. Kamoi Shom Razal, as the Medrash says, in Medrash Rabbah of Bereshis, chapter 98, Al Posuk Vayikra Yaakov Levonov, where the Torah there tells us that Yaakov Avinu was about to pass away, and he gathered his sons around him. Shebikesh Legalois es Hakeitz. Yaakov Avinu saw his family, and he saw that they were perfect. They were the best. And Yaakov Avinu said, let's push the button. Let's put an end to the golus. Let's put an end to the misery of mankind on this earth. Let's bring Moshiach. And then suddenly the spirit of Hashem left him. The Shechina left him. Omar, so the Medrash says, Yaakov Avinu said, Shemo yesh bochem, could it be that one of you has in their heart a lack of faith in Hashem? A defect, a deficiency in faith in Hashem? So the Medrash says, V'omru, all 12 of them screamed out, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. They all declared their perfect faith in Hashem. And they said, Kishem She'ein Belibcho Elochad. Just like in your heart, Daddy, there's only one Hashem, Kach Ein Belibeinu Elochad. So too in our hearts, there's no two, there's one, only Hashem, nothing else. Einod milvado. Posach Yaakov Yomar, Boruch Shem Kevoid Malchusay Le'olam Voed. At that point, Yaakov Avinu announced, blessed is the name and the kingdom of Hashem, because he saw that his kids really were perfect. Nimtza, we see therefore, She'ikr Kriyashma Nizgala Al Yidei Yaakov Uvonov She'kol Mehem. That the essence of Shema was revealed, was proclaimed, was announced through Yaakov Vinu and his sons, of whom he is a composite of all of them. Shehem Yud Bei Shifteka, the 12 tribes, Hainu Kanal. And this fits in perfectly with what we said earlier and what Rabbeinu Zal says in the Likutei Moran. Ki Yud Bei Tevoi Shebekriya Shema, Heim Keneged Yud Bei Shifteka. Because the 12 words in those first two sentences of the Shema correspond to the 12 tribes. And when a person says it with kavana, he's tearing himself away of any attachment that he might have had to the 70 nations and their Taivas Rois and Midas Rois, and he's attaching himself to the 12 tribes who represented this family of 70 souls. Ki ikar ha-kriyashma nizgala al yodom kanal. Because the main revelation of kriyashma was through them. Vaideze hichniu zuamas mitzrayim. And through this they succeeded in subduing and weakening the tumah of Egypt. At shezochu Yisroel lamoid benisoyim betziru fatay vazois, which enabled the Jewish people to withstand the tests, the bombardment that they went through during the 210 years that they were in Egypt, velotzeis mishon b'shalom, and to exit Egypt in peace, with success, ulekabel es haTorah b'shavuos, and to go on to receive the Torah, a couple of days later, bechinas ayin ponim laTorah, the 70 faces of the Torah, which is the opposite of the 70 nations. The 70 faces of the Torah are a perfect match with the 70 basic souls of the Jewish people. Baruch Hashem. We continue with Halacha Hey, which is the final Halacha of Hilchas Kriyashma. Another major, major production, about 12 pages. Paragraph Aleph, Inyan Kriyashma b'chol yoim erev avoyker, regarding reciting Shema every single day, at night and in the morning, al pi ma sheshamati mi pi admor zal, Rav Nosson Zal says this halacha will be based on what I heard from Rabbeinu Zal, v'nitfas mize b'likutim she'etzel hamaisyos, and it's printed near the appendixes associated with Sipure Maisius. We said many times that during Rav Nosanzal's time, these paragraphs were printed together as appendixes of the Sipure Maisius. Later, he went ahead and published the Sefer Sichoi Soran, Rabbi Nachman's Wisdom, which is where this appears in all the later publishings. She'omar, and this is actually paragraph one in Sichoi Soran. What he's going to quote now is the first paragraph in the Sefer Sichoi Soran, Rabbi Nachman's Wisdom. She'omar, Rabbi Nazal said, She'gedulas haboiris borach, She'meir lo'odom hasholem beliboy, the greatness of Hashem, which a real, real religious Jew feels in his heart, Yefsher lesaper lechaveroi, is something that he can't communicate to anybody else, to someone else. A person who really, really believes in Hashem and really feels Hashem cannot convey exactly what he's feeling inside to another person, because it's something you can't put into words sometimes. V'alkein Omar Dovra Melech, and this is why Dovra Melech says in Tehillim, Ki ani yodati ki godol Hashem, because I know that Hashem is great. What's the I know? Rabbi Nazal says there, ani yodati daika. Dovra Melech was making a point. I know, ich weis, v'dochak mo'oi tevas ich. And when Rabbi Nazal said this, when Rabbi Nachman said this, he stretched the word ich, that word ani, he said, ich weis, I know. Ki yefsher lesaper lechaveroi klal. What he was trying to convey is that, again, a person who's on a serious level of closeness to Hashem and faith in Hashem, that person, even if he's a rabbi, even if he's teaching, there's no way in the world that he can convey to other people exactly what he feels in his heart, his connection to Hashem. That's statement number one. Now comes statement number two. V'afilu ho'odom li'atzmoi eino yochoy lesaper miyoim lechaveroi. And even the person himself, the tzaddik himself, cannot convey from one day to the next day what he feels about Hashem. Because a tzaddik has a certain connection to Hashem on Sunday, on Yom Rishon, and when Yom Sheni comes, he can't convey the exact feeling that he had yesterday. Every day is something new and something different. Dehainu, meaning, ha-hisnoitzitzutz v'ha-heoro, she-meir b'daitoi b'eze yoin, i-efsher l'saper le'atzmoi m'yoim l'chaveroi. Meaning, the light and the sparks, the sparkling light that a tzaddik experiences sometimes when he experiences a deep, deep feeling of love for Hashem and a connection to Hashem, even by himself, he cannot pass that on. He can't feel that on a different day. Every day is different, and there are some times that a person experiences a high with Hashem, and that high is at that time. And later, even if you would try to grab it, you can't necessarily. V'inyin zeh yefshe levar bepeh. This whole concept is something that can't really be put into words. We can't really explain it. U'makolshkein b'ksav. And certainly, we can't express it in writing. Because it relates to each and every single person individually, according to what that person feels in their heart. Each and every single person has a different feeling and a different relationship with Hashem, certain unique feelings that usually cannot be conveyed to someone else. You can give them an idea of what you're feeling, but the actual essence of what I feel is something that cannot be put into words, cannot be put into writing. Kamesha Kosuv, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Noida Basheorim Bala. Her husband, her master, is known inside the gates, within the gates. This, the Zohar HaKadosh says, this refers to Hashem, the master of the world, who is known inside the gates of each and every individual person's heart. Each person knows what he feels sometimes when he feels that deep, deep closeness and connection to Hashem, which is something that he can't convey to anybody else. He can't even convey it to himself at another time. This is obviously a deep concept, and this is the first paragraph in Sichoi Saran. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to elaborate on this and give his interpretation, explanation of this based on the Kriya Shema. Paragraph Beis, V'zeh Iker Bechinas Kriya Shema. And this is the essence of the Kriya Shema, Shehu Klal V'yesoid Kol HaTorah Kula, which is the foundation of our entire Torah, our entire Yiddishkeit, Shetluya Be'emuna, which is dependent on faith. She'anu tzrichin lekabel aleinu emunasoy akdoshe b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. And we need to accept upon ourselves faith in Hashem on a daily basis, each and every single day. V'ikra mitzvah b'chol yoyim hu lehochin atzmoy. Ah, now watch this. You have to pay attention when you're learning Likutei Halachos, when Rav Nosson Zal makes a statement sometimes, and then he expands it, he's giving you a definition. As you talk to people, and if somebody would ask you, tell me in your own words, what is the Shema? What is it, you know, what does that mean, declaring your faith in Hashem? Could you explain it a little better? And that's exactly what Rav Nosson Zal is going to do right now. V'ikar ha-mitzvah b'chol yoyim, the main mitzvah of reciting the Shema each and every single day is about the following. L'hochin atzmoy, to prepare oneself, u'lehishtadel b'kol koichoy v'kavanosoy, and to put every iota of effort that you possibly can, sheyikabel al atzmoy ho'emuna gdoisha mechodosh, to accept upon yourself faith in Hashem, new, brand new, like it's the first time, like you're doing it for the first time. Bibichinas, as the Pasuk says, Chadoshim labekorim, rabo emunasecha. New in the morning, new every morning, the increase in the faith of Hashem, the great faith in Hashem. Ukamay shador shrazal, and as the Gemara says, on the Pasuk, Asher onoichi metzavcho hayoim, which we say in the Shema, which I command you today, the Gemara says on that, Bechol yoyim yihiyu beinecho kachadoshim, that a Jew has to see to it that their connection to Hashem, their faith in Hashem, is today, not yesterday's faith. It's not old news. It's new, brand new, each and every single day. It shouldn't be in your eyes like an old trinket or something, but rather it should be like something brand new. Just got a brand new car, just bought a brand new house. You know that feeling, that excitement? That's what reciting Kriya Shema is supposed to be on a daily basis. Ve'ikar mikrozeh ne'mar linin Kriya Shema. And that posuk asher anochi metzavcha hayoyim is referring to the Kriya Shema. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki tzorech lefashfei shatzmoi be'emuna, because a person has to analyze himself on a regular basis. Where am I holding in my faith in Hashem? Faith in Hashem is not something to take for granted. It's not something you're born with. It's not a constant. It's something which fluctuates from second to second, minute to minute. And a person has to always be analyzing himself, where am I now? Am I malach or am I galach? Remember the example we gave, that Rabbi Nizal was at a wedding and he saw a performance where a guy came in first dressed like an angel, a holy angel, and then he came in dressed like a priest. And Rabbi Nizal looked at it and he smiled and he said to his students, that's us. That's us. That's the ups and downs that we go through on a daily basis. One minute a person could be feeling like an angel, a holy angel, just like an angel can't do anything against its master. The person feels like he could never possibly go against Hashem. And the next minute he could be feeling like a priest, total opposite of Hashem, chas v'shalom. V'lirois l'kabel al atzmoi hu emuna b'chol yoimei chodosh. A Jew, an observant Jew, has to see to it that he's signing a contract with Hashem, brand every day, new contract. We tear up yesterday's contract. Yesterday's contract is gone. It was a one-day deal. It disappeared. You know, like when you book a room in a hotel and they give you that plastic card and you put in the card and it opens the door. It's like magic. And you paid for 10 days and then the guy tells his wife, guess what? The guy downstairs don't know what he's doing. He don't know if it's 10 days or 11 days. Let's stay another day and I'll use this card here, this magic card. I'll put it in and you'll see like magic, it'll open the door. And sure enough, he goes out at night, comes, leaves all his stuff in the room and everything, comes back the next day, puts the card in, and like magic, it don't open the door. The door's closed. And he looks at the card, he licks it, he figures maybe it needs a little moisture, give it a little kick or something, and the door is still closed. What happened? And the answer is very simple. The computer knows how to date the thing, and yesterday's card will not open today's door. If you paid for yesterday, you didn't pay for today, there ain't no way in the world that that card is going to pay. That's the same thing with our creation. Yesterday's faith is not going to do it for today. V'zeh b'chinas Shema Yisrael. Now Rav Nosson Zal answers an incredible question. If the declaration of faith in Hashem is the words Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, why do we add those two words up front? Why do we say the words Shema Yisrael every day? Shemaschilin be'elu habeis tevois emunas hayichud. We start our declaration of faith in Hashem with the words, listen everybody. Why? It would seem logically that it would be perfectly enough for a Jew to say, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What's the Shema? What's listen here, everybody? It's the second part of that that's the main thing. Why do we begin with those words, listen, everybody? Rav Nosson Zal says, but I'm going to show you now that those words, Shema Yisrael, are going to teach us what real faith in Hashem is. Because when someone has an announcement to make, announcement means I'm announcing something new, something different. What do they say? Listen, everybody. I have something to say. Picture guys saying, listen, everybody. Today's Tuesday. They'll lock him up. They'll put him in a hospital, right? If a person says, listen, everybody, he better have something new to report. Something new, something out, something important, something unusual. When a person has something new to say, they say, please listen to what I'm going to say. I'm going to tell you something new, something incredible. This is why the Torah teaches us that before we say the words Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we have to first say Shema Yisrael. Shebozeh me'orim eslavovoi. That's a wake-up call. That's an alarm clock for me, for the one who's saying it, and ulevav kol Yisrael, and for all the Jews. Sheyatu oznam ve'yishmu heitev ma'ashem esaplam chadosh kedoyim zvenvlois. Listen, turn your ears on. Turn up your hearing aid. Listen carefully. I'm going to tell you something new. I have something new and exciting to tell you. Bibchinas, Mashador Shuazal, as the Gemara says in Brochus, page 15, Al Tevas Shema. When the Gemara there explains what is Shema, Hashmea lo oznecho, Mashatomoitzi mipicho. Shema means make sure that you're listening to what you're saying. Make sure you hear what you're saying. What does that mean? Hainu, hat oznecho velibcho. Ushma heitev mashatomoitzi mipicha. It means prepare your ears and your heart. Listen very carefully to what you're about to announce. You're about to announce Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. כי אף על פי שאנו חזקים באמונה מכבר משנים קדמוניות, because even though our faith in Hashem is something very powerful, we've been doing it for over 5,000 years, כי ירושה היא לנו מאבותינו הקדושים, because it is a tradition that we inherited from our forefathers, אף על פי כן, אין זה הדבר ישן חסשון. Despite that, even though it's something we've been doing for 5,000 years and we got it from back then, this is not old news by any means. This is not something old. Ki be'emes hu b'chol yoyim v'yoyim chodosh legamri. Because every single day, it's a new world. It's a new package. Everything is new. Ki ein yoyim doyim lechaveroi. Because no day is the same as the previous day. No 2 days are the same. Ve'yefshir l'saper afilu li'atzmoim yoyim l'chaveir kanal. As Rabbi Nazal said over there in Sichai Saran, that the same person, Rabbi Yankel, cannot tell Rabbi Yankel on Tuesday what he felt Monday about Hashem. Even within the same person, we experience different things every day, and our feeling for Hashem changes from day to day. It's not something that's static. And you can't convey what happened yesterday. Because Hashem's greatness is infinite. So again, you talk about ice cream, you talk about going to an ice cream store, and they have 36 flavors. And then another ice cream store has 185 flavors. And then you buy this printer, and they tell you this printer can print 265,000 different colors. They've created new colors and new shades of every single color, and this color printer can do all of them. Rav Nosson Zal is telling us our emuna, Hashem's greatness, is infinite. There's no number to it. And therefore, v'chol chad kifuman nebeshar balibe, each and every single person, based on what they're feeling in their heart at any given moment, tzorech lahatois oznoi b'chol yoyim l'mash oimer, has to listen carefully to the words that they're saying, kidei shelo yiyeh be'einov kidyutugma hishana, so that it shouldn't be like something that he's saying by rote. Oh, this is the Shema, which I said it when I was 4 years old, and I said it when I'm 30, and now I'm saying it when I'm 60 years old. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what David HaMelech says in Tehillim, lohoidia livnei ha'odom givuroisov, to inform mankind about Hashem's power and strength. Shetzrichem lohoidia bevadai b'chol yoyim b'chol eis, givuroisov, u'chevoid hadar malchusoi. Because this is the mission of a Jew every single day, to announce and to declare and to enlighten the world about the greatness of Hashem, Hashem's power and His kingdom. Kama Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya Hanavi, chapter 38, Av Labonim Yoidia El Emitecha. A father to his sons will pass on to them the truth of Hashem. Yoidia daiko, look at the word that's used, yoidia, will enlighten them, will inform them. Ki niflo yiso emuna mischadeshes b'chol yoyim. Because the wonder of faith in Hashem is something that's new every day. It requires enlightenment. The term enlightenment means showing somebody something new. Enlightenment. So we have this yoidia, this enlightening. We're enlightened, we're being enlightened, and we're enlightening everybody around us on a daily basis about faith in Hashem. Paragraph Gimel, v'ze b'chinas ma shekovu birches hamoiros b'kriyashma. This will explain why our rabbis attached the blessings of the sun and the moon and the stars to the Kriyashma, Ki Hashem Yisborach mechadesh betuvay becholim tamid maase bereshis. Because what do we say in those blessings? We remind ourselves that Hashem renews the creation of the world every single day. Sheboiker hachama zoyrachas uboerev sheikas. In the morning, the sun comes up again new, and in the evening it sets. And Hashem replaces light with darkness and darkness with light. Why does he do all of that? Hashem likes playing with colors. It's a light show. It's not a light show. It's about the real light. It's about Hashem's light. And it's about us knowing that our connection to Hashem cannot be what it was before. It's got to be something new every day. Just like there's a new day every day, our faith in Hashem has to be new. This is why we need to recite the Shema on a daily basis, every single day, and in the evening and in the morning. So that I'm accepting upon myself faith in Hashem, new, based on every single new day. Again, yesterday's faith is old news. Today it is all, here again, they put out newspapers every day. Why? Because there's news every single day. If there's news every day, then the world is new, then my connection to Hashem cannot be yesterday's connection. I cannot expect to survive using yesterday's connection to Hashem. I have to make sure to make a whole new connection to Hashem today by declaring my faith in Hashem brand new today. Because the whole reason why Hashem renews the world every single day on a physical level is only to reveal the presence of Hashem and awareness of Hashem every single day anew, ad yakiru oisoi kol yoshvei tevel, until we will get to the time when all inhabitants of the world will recognize Hashem, will have awareness of Hashem. Paragraph Dalid. V'zeh b'chinas ma sheyesh yud beis teves b'parsha shma yud beis teves b'parsha shma. This is why we have 12 words in the paragraph of Shema u'baruch shem and baruch shem kol malchusoi keneged yud beis shvotim, corresponding to the 12 tribes, kemuva b'simen lamed vov, as is brought in chapter 36 in Likutei Moran, which the previous halacha was also based on. V'chein heim keneged yud beis chadoshim, and it also corresponds to the 12 months, the yud beis shoois hayoim, and also the 12 hours of the of day, keneged yud beis tzirufei havaya, and also corresponding to the 12 different combinations of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. You can write it Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud Vav Hei Hei, Yud Hei Hei Vav, 12 different ways. Ki kol ha-yud beis chodoshim, v'kol yud beis shoes hayoim, because the 12 months and the 12 hours of day, shehem klal hazman, which represent the time factor, v'chein kol ha-yud beis shvotim, and so too the 12 tribes, shem klal kol b'nei Israel, which represent the entire Jewish nation, dehainu meaning, kulam klulim b'kriyashma, are all included in the kriyashma. The full spectrum of time and the full spectrum of people of the Jewish nation is all included in the kriyashma. Dehainu meaning, shekol echod v'echod mebnei Yisrael yeshloi shoyresh meyuchod beyud bei shvotim. Each and every single individual Jew is rooted in one of the 12 tribes. Bememtes oisye shelhem, and in the 49 letters of their names, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, etc. Shehem Keneget Mem Tes Oisiois Shebebeis Psukim Elu, which correspond to the 49 letters in the Pasuk Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoi, Kimuva B'Simen Anal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 36 in Likutei Moran. Ukefi achizosoi bekdusha helyona beyudbe shiftei kor, and based on a person's connection to holiness, based on where that person is plugged in to the 12 tribes, kain misnoitzetzloi elokusi esporach beliboi. Based on that, that person has his personal feelings for Hashem in his heart. V'chein kol hayomim v'hashoyis shekulim biyud beis chadoshim biyud beis shoyis hayoyim, and so too all of time, which is represented by the 12 months and the 12 hours of a day cycle, kulam klulim be'elu habeis psukim shema baruch shem, are all included in the 12 words of shema and baruch shem. V'kol echod, and each and every individual Jew, kifi achizosoi beyud bei shiftei kor, based on where that person is plugged in to the Jewish nation, which is the 12 tribes, ukifi oisoi hayoim, and based on the particular day that we're up to, tzorech lekabel olav emunosoi v'yichudoi bekol yoim v'yoim echodosh, has to accept faith in Hashem and make a connection to Hashem every single day, a new, brand new. Ki ein odom doim lechaveroi, because no two people are the same. Your faith is not the same as his faith. Every single person has a different faith in Hashem. Ve'ein yoim doim lechaveroi, and no 2 days are the same. Even by the same person, his faith yesterday and today are not the same. Because the world is not the same today, and you are not the same today. All of us go through changes. Our hair is growing, our nails, the digestion, all the different things. V'alkein, anu muzhorim b'chol yoim, yu b'necha kadoshim. This is why the Gemara says every single day the words of Torah, the Shema, should be like something new to you. Because the Shema, especially that opening section, those 12 words, represent, are plugged into the 12 months of the year, the 12 hours of the day, and the 12 tribes. And they've got to be pumping energy into each other on a daily basis. There's a new energy that's flowing there each and every single day.